Yes. What's going on, everybody? Welcome again to another Do You Party episode. Of course, I'm Patty Broken Skull, and in this episode, we're joined by the none other than the host, the namesake of the Broke Knock Life podcast, Chris, aka Broke. And today's guest, because Chris is going to be asking the questions with us, we had one of his buddies, one of his friends, a guy that he's actually partied with as the guest. So we're going through, we have the guy, Johnny Law, on the episode. We ask him these questions, and wow, he's got some stories. In fact, he has been partying as recently as a few days before we recorded. Huge shout out again to Decayer. Find him on Instagram at DecayerAZ. Huge shout out to Broke Knock Life Podcast and everybody else who's been supporting, who's been a guest on the show. It means the world. So sit back, pop a cold one, and enjoy another Do You Party episode with Johnny Law.
What's up? This is Joel Berg, Joel Jimenez, and you're listening to Do You Party.
Party time!
P-A-R-T.
Why?
Because I
got
it! Oh, well, if nothing comes up, we can get shit-faced again, yeah?
My name is Rod, and I like to party.
See, we were a little different. We like to get as fucked up as possible.
And,
I like to party.
We had two bags of grass. 75 pellets of mescaline, 5 sheets of high-powered water acid.
So we might as well this time.
What's your name again?
We're gonna get our drinks on, we're gonna party and get crunk and rock out.
A salt shaker half full of cocaine.
Hello, I'm Rico, and I like to party.
Also a quarter tequila, quarter rum, case of beer, pint of raw ether, 2008.
I'm the only one party.
I'm pretty sure I've partied before.
No, Kevin, I know for a fact you don't party, okay? You do not party.
You're right.
This party guy.
I'm excited and I feel relaxed and I'm ready.
It's coming to you live. My name is Patrick, aka Patty C Cups, aka Patty Broken Skull, aka Patty. I like the burn. And today, coming straight from card games turned into fights, stealing someone's snacks, Goldschlager bongs, and sleeping in front of the dryer. But now, on the road to recovery, this is Do You Party. And today we're joined by Johnny Law, a.k.a. The Law, a.k.a. Chris's friend. And today, we want to know, is he a party animal? Was he ever? So go ahead, man. First question is simple. We get this one out of the gates because it is, you know, it's the first one you expect. So, do you remember your first time partying, and do you remember your most recent?
Yeah. I remember my first time. Chris was there, actually. We were about 14 years old, freshman in high school. My older sister was having her 18th birthday party. So you can imagine a bunch of drunk as fuck freshmen running around a senior party. It was a shit show.
Quite a scene.
Yeah. And then my most recent time partying was yesterday, Halloween.
Nice.
That was also a shit show, man. It was fucking crazy out there.
You said it was crazy out there.
Yeah, man. It was way too many people. We tried to pull up to this party, and the street was just totally blocked with cars. There's police helicopters flying over it.
Whoa! What the fuck?
Yeah.
Wait, this was the AMC shit, or was that?
No. This was some after party.
Oh my god, bro. So wait, how was the AMC shit though?
That was pretty cool. I mean, it was just like, you know, we had like a whole auditorium rented out, and we just like watched a movie. We brought in a flask and some Red Bull, so.
Yeah, that's how you get it done, bro.
Yeah.
Could you tell us what you might have dressed as if you were at a Halloween party? Did you have a costume, and what was the movie?
The movie was The Conjuring, and I did have a costume. I had a Purge mask, I accidentally bought the female version, so.
Could anybody tell?
I guess it made it a little bit scary.
That's true. That would be more terrifying. It's like the girl in the movie Saw. She dresses like a pig.
Exactly.
It's like, that's terrifying. I don't care who's wearing it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, right.
All right, Chris.
Those movies are so brutal.
Here's what I want to do with this episode, buddy. I want you to jump around. Don't feel pressured to ask the questions in the order. Whatever you feel, because he's your friend, you know, like this is he's got this one. So go ahead, man. Wherever you want to start.
All right, you gave me the green light, bro. All
right, give me some softball. Let me warm up.
Let me peruse. I'll give you an easy one. I don't think you've done this in quite a while, so you might be digging this up. So when's the last time you partied in a place where there was like no electricity? Like it was some fucking bum fuck shitty like high school type party.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So yeah, actually in high school, the dude I was buying weed from, he lives out of a trailer and
no electricity?
No electricity at the time. He eventually did get electricity.
Yeah.
And
he had to work up to it.
So no electricity in about 12 cats, but he did have some really good weed.
Hell yeah. Was one of the pets
you
an iguana?
You were giving him money to pay for the electricity.
Yeah, exactly. I was helping him out.
Did you say he had a bunch of pets?
Yeah, he had like 12 cats living in the house, oh, but damn. I don't know if they're all pets. I think a lot of them are strays. It was a weird time.
I get that. I mean, those guys are always so weird. It's such a vintage thing to have a weed dealer, but the funnest thing is when it's an older guy, and he. Mm-hmm. What I've noticed as a trend is they all have an iguana.
An iguana?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
What the fuck?
He was missing the iguana, but he did have cats.
Hell yeah, dude. It's like the chill animals.
I'd fucking stomp that mm-hmm. shit out.
Yeah, they don't have Jack yeah. Russells, you know.
No, you can't have that in a trap house.
All right, man. So, Johnny Law, did you host parties, or were you more the party goer?
Definitely more of the party goer. I have hosted parties before, and I find when I host them, it doesn't turn out well for me. So I'd rather go wreck somebody else's house.
Yeah. That's why I asked the question.
You got to pay attention. Yeah. You got to pay attention to so much shit whenever you're hosting.
Yeah.
You have to be like, you have to be basically like sober unless you're fucking.
Yeah. You can't enjoy yourself because you got to make sure like, you know, these people aren't fucking stealing your mom's jewelry. And then you got to make sure like, you know.
Yeah. So my story
Wait,
is simply
that ever happened?
The poltergeist. Remember I told you about that, Chris, where the dude, like I passed out at my own party. He got took upstairs. And when I came down the next morning, all my cabinets were open. All my pictures were turned sideways, dude. It was like a poltergeist came through. But all that,
ghost.
Yeah, all that happened was they took my wallet. And I'll say it again and again on the podcast. If you're going to take somebody's wallet, dude, take the fucking cash. Don't take credit cards. Don't make me go to the DMV is all I'm saying.
Yeah, they don't need your ID. Yeah, just take the absurd. Cash.
So dumb.
Just please save me that.
Yeah.
Take my money, but save me that.
I'm going to make a post for Instagram and be like, if you're planning to steal a wallet or find one. Take the money, dude. No one cares about that. If you take $200 out of my thing, fine. So long as I ain't got to go to the DMV, you know, the credit card place, actually, I got to cancel all that shit.
One time in class, I was like in a big like university class. So, you know, it's like 200 students in an auditorium and I lost a wallet and I had $600 in my wallet.
Fuck.
Somebody turned it in with all of the cash in it.
Wow.
No fucking way.
I can honestly say I would not have done the same thing.
Yeah.
Dude, to be honest, I wouldn't have either.
That might have been the person that had their wallet stolen.
Yeah, exactly.
They're like, I can't. That's bad karma.
I'm trying to think. What do you want to go with? Okay, how about this? The last time you saw a fight or were involved in a fight?
Last time I was involved in a fight, okay. So it was about, you know, a couple of years ago. We were out in the
Whoa.
City. You know, there's about four, me and four of my friends. I won't name any names. We were walking down the street, and at this point, it was about 3 a.m., and we were pretty smashed. And this guy comes up and grabs one of my friends and keeps pulling him. He's like, come on, come to the bar with me. Come drink with me. And we're like, dude, all right, we're good. You know, go have a good night. We're going to do our own thing. So this dude gets super fucking mad and, like, shoves our friend. So, I mean, it was 4-on-1, so I'm sure y'all can imagine how that went. And,
Dude, that guy's an idiot.
Yeah, you.
Yeah, yeah.
You so, gradually took I mean, him inside and said, "No, thank you, sir. Have a great night."
But at the end of it, I ended up with a new hat that he left behind. So that was cool.
He left it behind. It was a choice of his own. He said, "I don't need the hat no more." And
yeah, that's the story I'll go with.
I like it. All right,
when's
man.
The last time you saw the fight? Saw a fight though, because I remember the last time the last year at Kingsley's place, there was that fucking fight.
That's the fight I was about to mention. That was the last fight.
Oh, really?
Yeah, when an old dumb bitch got her ass beat for the third time. So.
Third time?
Dude, she was talking, dude, for probably like the 30th time. Who
knows,
bro? I don't
know why she keeps showing up to those parties, but.
Dude, she shows up and then she just talks shit. Like, she just gets drunk and then goes to other random
That's why we do the show.
Talk shit.
Because there's so many, there's like five personalities of people that party. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
And there is one of them is the drama. For sure.
Yeah,
it can be, one of your friends or a girl.
She didn't even, like, protect her face, bro. Like, she was getting open-handed, like, fucking face bombed. Like,
it's like some people... Go ahead.
She totally instigated it.
Yeah.
Yes! That's the whole time I was watching it.
Now,
me and you were. We're like, dude, she's about to get fucked up. Yeah. And then it happened.
You have to wonder. It's like, some people do enjoy fighting when they're inebriated, but it feels like some people just like getting their ass kicked. Because it looks... It's comically bad. You're like, you're not doing anything to help yourself at all. This is getting worse for you. What are you doing?
Yeah,
like,
at least cover your face up.
Dude, I watched this guy fight from the ground. Like, dude was on top of him, full mount, throwing elbows and shit, and he's doing this. Like, he's got his arms up like this. Like, he's not smacking you. Yeah, come close, you dummy. Yeah, and obviously, I wasn't coaching the guy on the bottom, so it was fine for me. But nonetheless, that's the type of fights you see. And I've seen full-blown, like, hands, boxing match in my own basement. Yeah. Connections, bro. Like, loud connections. You could hear him hit the bone. Not a fucking red mark on either one. They both sit down and you look like they were just maybe jogging. Like, you both hit each other that many times and there's nothing? What the fuck?
Yeah, that couldn't be me, man. I'd be fucking laid out.
Dude, I'd be crying, bro. Straight up.
They were brothers, though, so you could imagine they've probably done that a lot. Okay, man, so this is a new question. I don't even think Chris has this one, and this is a fun one. Was fire ever involved at any parties you went to, either on purpose or on accident?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. Do fireworks count?
I'll take it. What's the story?
I've had a few drunk bottle rocket fights.
Yeah. not on the 4th of July, of mine, like August 3rd.
A friend of mine accidentally lit a whole field on fire.
Damn.
Yeah, he got it. They tried to charge him for arson for that one, so.
Oh, shit.
No good.
Yeah, he's good, but yeah. Fire involved a couple of times.
Okay, so what's your most intense urination experience? Because I know me and you, we go through Bourbon Street and shit, mm-hmm. and we always, dude, I don't know if it's only me, but I have to piss like every fucking 5 seconds.
Dude, me too,
There's so many places, and you can get so fucked up for pissing in public down where we live. Apparently, it's not like that anywhere else.
Oh, right? Really? I thought you can get in trouble pissing in public everywhere. I thought that was indecent exposure.
Yeah, I would say probably that.
Maggie and Laura, they were talking, like, I remember asking them the question, and then they were like, oh, I mean, it's just, like, no big deal. I'm like, dude, if you get caught down here, bro, you will get fucking, like, put in the back of a cop car and, like, sent to jail for, like, 20 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, and be on lists for the rest of your life.
Well, think about it, man. It's probably, the way I look at it is it's probably because it's a more common theme around
Very
the area where
common.
People are drinking a lot. They're just like, oh, piss right here in the Gatorade bottle. You know what I mean? Whatever it may be. I would imagine places that are like that where there's a lot of street partying, people outside, outdoors on one area, they probably have a similar thing where cops are watching to make sure people aren't just pissing willy-nilly.
Yeah, it's kind of like an unwritten rule. As long as you're not too obvious about it, you'll be all
right,
you know?
Right.
But
yeah, dude, there's so many places to pee, especially whenever you're a guy.
Yeah, dude, it's so much more convenient. Yeah,
the world's your oyster.
Dude, I'm really...
The world's your urinal.
Dude, you know what my trick is, bro? I always like go next to my car and like open the driver's seat and then pretend I'm like digging through to like find something in my car. Meanwhile, like my dick is in my hand and I'm pissing. So I mean, it's kind of obvious in daylight whenever you see like a big puddle like going down the fucking hill. But I mean, hey, you do what you gotta do, bro.
Was that gold?
Yeah, you gotta do it.
All right, man. So this is a good one.
Definitely not.
Because you've had a bit of a college experience, right? I mean, still
probably.
Yeah. Okay. So what would you say is the best party that you've been to that wasn't on Friday, Saturday, or Sunday? Your weekday party. It could be Halloween party, much like yesterday.
Okay. So this isn't necessarily related to college, but it was a weekday party. It was a trip to Vegas that we took.
Hell yeah.
And so it's like for my 23rd birthday or something like that. And I got to take a couple of my friends. And I have some older sisters. They took their friends too. One of my sister's older sister's friends knew like the owner of some dope ass club. So we wait in line, you know, we get like patted down, and you walk out and it's like a fucking Travis Scott music video.
Damn.
There's like,
oh,
there's
shit.
Pools. There's just like, you know, chicks in bikinis walking around serving up drinks. There's like people on stage performing.
Hell yeah.
Like they had fucking big ass like statues and shit. That was Damn. Probably, and Damn. That was this was like on a Wednesday night, I think.
That's awesome. And,
yeah. Damn, that's badass, bro.
Yeah, man. Fuck. It was like the best party I've ever been to.
Now, because you said it was like a Travis Scott music video, did you run into anybody of fame or just it looked so sweet in there?
I didn't see anyone famous myself. I think they might have had some like C-list DJ on stage, right. Maybe. Like I said, it was like a Wednesday night, so I don't think they had their headliners out.
Okay. I was gonna make a marshmallow joke, but I couldn't think of anything worse than marshmallows. Yeah. Was it carrot? I don't know. I'm not shitting on DJs. I just thought it'd be funny.
Carrot talk.
Let's move on, guys. I'm reaching so hard right now for shit. It's stupid. You know what I mean? I'm just sitting here. This is another new question, man. Wait, did we get an answer? I don't know what the fuck's happening in the show at this point. Are we talking true crimes still?
Wait, talking about
a true crime documentary right now.
Last question you asked is about a best weekday party.
Okay, yeah, that was good. Thank you. Somebody's keeping us in line here. It would be.
You want to go to the new question, or you want me to fire?
I have one, and it's a new question, and it's simply, what would be your? And I think Chris, I want to hear your answer on this too. What is your favorite song to hear at a party?
You go first, Chris. Hold on, I gotta look at some shit real quick. You go
Dude,
first.
Whenever I play this song, you probably don't know the name of it, but whenever I play, or if you hear the song, you'll know it's my song. But it's Ain't No Fun off the Snoop Dogg Doggy Style album.
Okay.
It ain't no fun if the homies can't.
All right, you know the song I always play. That song, Big Booty Bitches.
Makes sense.
Yeah,
that makes
dude,
sense.
Yes.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that one for sure.
I don't know what's the fucking name. I know what you're talking about though.
Yeah, for sure, dude.
Oh, I can pull it up right now.
So far, what everyone has said is hip hop. So
yeah,
no one's like, well,
yeah, Big Booty Bitches by a Lost People.
Okay. I'm into it.
Yeah, you'll know it.
Mine was always some 50 Cent shit that I couldn't tell you what the song is, or Yellow Wolf.
Yellow Wolf.
I just want to party.
Don't make me go pop the trunk on you.
Bro, that I love his southern voice when he raps. I don't know what it is about that sound. You don't want to get anybody.
Yeah, it's so twangy. It's so twangy.
Love it.
Like, it's so southern.
You know, honestly, let's not get off track here, but when he got signed with Eminem, I was like, fuck yeah, dude. Of all the people, you know, there's so many rappers that have came and went where you're like, damn, wonder what he could have done if Eminem was kind of, you know what I mean, guiding him in a sense. You know, Mac Miller even.
Yeah.
What could he have done on under, you know what I'm saying?
Guided a little bit more.
Yeah. And, I mean, the drugs also was a big issue with Mac Miller. So the fact that Eminem went through all that and came out the other end.
Yeah, Eminem had his own issue with, like, painkillers and shit, I'm pretty sure, too.
Dude. Yeah, you posted that shit earlier. That's what I was like, talking about. That's exactly the statistics I was talking about.
Yeah, shit's hard to find, bro. Took me forever. All right, so
that motherfucker was okay.
Yeah.
I could talk about that forever.
Shout out Eminem, and Yellow Wolf. It would be weird not to.
Yeah, exactly. You want to do that new question, or you want me to?
No, we did. Party song.
Okay, so. Who's I know who mine is, but who is your favorite of your family members to party with?
Oh man, oh, it's got to be Ty, I guess.
No, dude, no, you're betraying Mr. G.
Oh, I forgot about Greg. You're right. Yeah, dude. he's the one that hands us out bills at the strip club. So you know, it's got to be him.
You gotta have one.
I never would have thought that Greg would fucking pass me some bills and be like, yo, you need to re-up real quick.
Dude, that dude went from being reluctant to get one dance to getting like 8 dances within an hour. Dude blew like a quick $400 on lab dances.
Hell yeah. Was he also going, drinking?
Bro. There was some
Wait, what's up?
Was there drinking involved also?
Oh yeah, of course.
Okay,
yeah.
I was gonna say it'd be weird if you're just spending $400 on dances and everyone's sober. He's like, I just.
Oh yeah, no, everyone's inebriated. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, we were all fucked up by that point, and then we went to the casino after.
Mm-hmm.
And that was pretty fucking fun.
So, yeah. Now, when you guys go to these places, is this all in like walking distance, or is you guys jumping in an Uber and shit?
No, absolutely not. Like where we're at, everything is spread as like fuck. So like one spot to the next would be like 20 minutes usually.
Hell yeah.
It's yep. kind of like a huge pain in the ass, actually.
Yeah, it's like the good places are like scattered and it's not all together.
Right. Well, that's kind of how I feel here, you know. And every place that I've partied, it's like, no, I'll just sit in the backyard because it's more convenient, you know. All right, so because you already mentioned the place that you went to, the club that you got into, I want to throw this question out there just to see what you have. Name of the favorite party spot, the club, the bar, because I feel like most of them have either like a gentleman's name. Hey, we're going to Steve's tonight, or Miller's, you know, Barney's. It's always like a weird dude's name, or it's called like we had the Outpost or something another episode ago, and they call it the Outhouse. So it's kind of has its own.
My screen froze for a little bit. Where are we at? Like it was frozen for like 30 seconds.
Damn. well, we're in the Matrix.
I just started talking about Barney and I'm like, I'm lost now.
No, it's the name of the bars. Usually bars and clubs have real stupid names. What was the main place that you would go to or in your area?
Probably like, what is it? Like, where's Kingsley always go? Fred's, you know?
Yeah, Fred's, Reggie's, Happy's. Yeah.
Why do they always have such ridiculous names? It's just like a guy's name something
like,
weird.
It's like a first male guy name.
Yeah. We're going to Dave's.
It's just the college bar theme, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah.
I feel that.
Chris's.
Yeah.
You know.
Lane's.
Patty's. No. I'd burn that place down, bro.
I didn't know if you guys caught it. I threw it in there real subtly. And I'm working. I'm getting better at the Zoom
whenever
thing.
Whenever somebody mentions Lane, I'm just filled with hatred.
Chris is immediately blanks out.
Yeah, just gone.
Rage just sets in.
It's just a photo. It looks like he's froze, but it's just a picture now because he's left. All right, so go ahead, Chris, man. We got some real good ones coming up. These are my favorites.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I got one of my favorites I'm about to ask.
Hit him.
So, what is your after a long winded, drunken poisonous night of drinking? What's your favorite like meal to engage in?
It's definitely gotta be pho for me.
What?
Pho? You ever had pho?
In my life.
It's like Vietnamese soup.
Yeah.
It's like spicy. It's got a lot of nutrients in it. And
wait,
it's like,
is that the shit that has like the noodles and the
the noodles and like the meat on top,
and it looks like really really good.
Yeah, exactly.
It looks really good.
Oh,
yeah.
Dude, you gotta dude.
Yeah, dude, I know all the good pho spots, dude. But that's
it's
like
pho, like F-U-H?
F-H-O.
F-H-O, okay.
Pho. And that shit will have me feeling like revitalized the next day.
Yeah, people say pho or fa, but it is. Everybody has had it before, but me and Chris, I guess.
Yeah, I know.
Like, I was like,
y'all are really missing out.
It sounds delicious. I mean,
like,
what a cool name.
Censoring yourself.
Yeah, he's just like part of the word.
Yeah, yeah. I legitimately thought you were censoring yourself. I'm like, dude, I literally said fuck like 18 times.
It's like, fuck. You know.
You know, fuck. All
right, man.
No, but that, I've never heard of that. Yeah, mine is, most of the time Taco Bell, but mainly Jack in the Box because it's the one
variation.
That shit's so terrible for you. Yeah. I feel like I'd throw up while I was hungover.
Do you want spaghetti and an omelet?
No, this is after drinking.
Yeah.
Hangover, no. I'd throw up.
Yeah.
Do you tend to eat before you drink because you know it better if you do?
Huh?
Do you eat before you drink?
I do.
Hell yeah.
Yes.
Every time
I get a good cushion in my stomach before.
It's a rookie move,
bro. It's gonna be horrible.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, don't take
it's
me.
It's gonna
outside.
Be a bad night.
Yeah.
There's gonna be a lot of stomach acid coming up.
I'm gonna be in the bathtub for sure.
Oh man.
All right, man. Have you or anyone you know stolen things from a party or left items you've never seen again? Because here's the real question. This is the kind of the story we're looking for. Have you ever been at a party and taken things that you might have enjoyed, an iPod? Or have you left a party and, I don't know, robbed a grave?
All right.
Wait,
so,
hold on.
So
let me say this, guys, real fast. Halloween, check this out. Halloween in my town, they protect the cemetery, guys. They have cars blocking so you cannot get into the cemetery because they do that on Halloween. Because it's like a pagan fucking, there's weird. Yeah, dude, there's this Devil's Bridge out here and shit. People doing occult stuff in the woods. Yeah, fun stuff, dude.
Yeah, okay, yeah, Jesus. Nothing like that. Crazy, definitely man. Stolen from a party before. And if you mean after a party, I've also, like, you know, stolen, like, street signs and stuff like that, you know.
Yes, dude, like everybody has, like, has a story of them stealing a street sign.
Yeah.
I've stolen friends.
Such, like, an
I've stolen friends. Like, go to a party that I wasn't invited to and become so close with someone, they just come with you. You're like, this party's dumb, dude. Come with
that's
me.
That's clever.
Like, it's like, hey. And yeah. Then you're like, no, I'm riding with them.
Yeah, we're going to go do something else. Like, this is lame. What are you watching, Cartoon Network?
We've been best friends for 10 years. You're leaving?
Yeah. Thanks for inviting me.
Dick.
He's like, you're spending the night. I'm like, yeah, that's fine. We'll find somewhere to stay.
That's cool. Just don't murder me, please.
Yeah.
So what is your favorite drink of choice? If you were to have it your way, no matter what, like how expensive or whatever, what would be your drink that you bring to a fucking party?
Red Bull vodka.
Ooh, what kind of vodka?
It doesn't really matter. As long as there's enough Red Bull in it, you can't taste the difference. And also, it keeps you from getting passing the fuck out. Yeah. So
I would just get violent.
It's a good combo. I mean, it says on the bottle not to mix with alcohol, but...
Yeah. That's like a Four Loko.
Yeah.
Fun stuff.
Bad experience with Four Lokos, man. Bad experience.
Dude.
Everyone has, I think. It's a dangerous thing.
Bro.
What the fuck is it? I don't like it at all. I hate it so much. I don't even like looking at the can.
I get nauseous looking at the can, yeah.
Johnny, so where's the weirdest place
that
you've puked or barfed up some fucking chunks?
Okay. It was like Mardi Gras. I was about 14, 15 maybe. We had water bottles full of vodka, and you remember those like relaxation drinks they used to sell? Like it was like the opposite of an energy drink.
The like perp drink?
Yeah. So we mixed those things, and I was like 14, so my mom came and picked us up. And then like we're waiting at a red light. And then me and my friend get out the car and like go into someone's yard, like in somebody's front yard, and like lay in the grass and start like puking in broad daylight.
Damn.
In broad fucking daylight.
Yeah, it caused a whole scene.
I'll tell you what, man. There was this.
This was solely because of the perp drink, I assume.
Probably had a lot to do with the vodka as well.
Yeah, no, but that perp drink, bro. Did you chug it? Or did y'all all have one?
Yeah, we just mixed it together and just chugged it.
Isn't that like thick shit?
It was a little thick, bro. I didn't know how to drink back then.
Ah, God, man.
Having
drinking alcohol that's thick, kind of like a smoothie. Mm. No, that's just a no for me, bro.
What about like a dagger?
Unless it's like frozen? Yeah, but. If it's like chunky, like you were describing with that syrup, like perp drink,
Kahlua,
dude. If I, oh god, nah.
Jägermeister.
That's making
also
me
thick.
Chris has a thing for Jägermeister, man. Don't get him started.
And he likes it.
Oh no, I do. Only shots though.
Only shots.
It would be only Jäger bombs.
No Red Bull. He doesn't even eat black licorice. That's how much he likes Jägermeister.
No. I have to have Red Bull. I'll throw up.
I can't do Jäger.
No, I said you don't even eat licorice. But you like Jaeger that much. You hate black licorice, love Jaeger. It's a weird thing, but the relationship is strong.
Everybody is like, oh, he's bringing out the cough medicine.
Do we talk about the Kraken?
The Kraken?
Have you ever had that? Have you heard of it?
Like the sea monster?
Well, yeah, but it's like a Johnny Depp rum. It's black. Bro, that's the night I passed out, and I think I woke up the next morning, and the ghost had came through, you know? Fun stuff. But I was going to say, when you said you guys were throwing up in the grass, I've had many times where for some reason nature is, I got to do it. And there was this one time where actually it was the time I drank Tattoo and threw up all over myself. And my buddy always had like this curfew. So we were drinking in the neighborhood in different people's houses because we live near each other, right? And my buddy would go back to his house like 4 o'clock because that's when dad's getting up. You know, he's 71. So, you know, he had to be there to make sure he didn't get in trouble climbing his window and shit. And me and my buddy Chris, my other buddy Chris, were walking through his backyard. And we're so drunk that we're dehydrated. And there's, like, this morning dew. So we start sticking our heads in his bushes. like fucking like an ostrich, bro. We're just sticking our heads in the bushes, sopping up the moisture, licking the leaves. No bullshit.
Maybe y'all didn't get a stomach. Yeah. A stomach virus.
Yeah. And then, bro, when we're walking back, John never came out. I'm pretty sure I reached in his window, touched his head. And as we're walking back, his mom is standing at the sliding glass window and she goes, "Who are you?" And there's two of us, right? And I go, I go, "Shane." and my buddy goes, "Shane." We just kept walking, dude. No. It was the best fucking thing ever. Because that's the first time and only time. You know how people will call you? They'll call you and be like, "I'm looking for Richard." And you're like, "Oh, no, Richard, click." I've never been able to be like, "I am Richard. Hello. What are you doing today?" Whatever. All right, so, Chris, wherever you want to go, man, I'm not sure where we are, but feel free, whatever you got.
Well, there is one that I'm kind of curious about, one of these questions. So, have you ever drawn a wiener on somebody's face during a party or after a party?
Yeah. So both.
When's the last time? Give me a date.
Oh, shit. Probably like, oh man, it's been a while. It's been too long, actually. Maybe almost 10 years, probably.
Oh, shit, dude.
All right, so worst thing you've done at a party that was not meant for drinking. So you go to a birthday party and you fall in a pool in all of your clothes, or, you know what I mean, you steal somebody's present, whatever it could be, just a party where it's a party, but you're not getting lit, per se. Or let's say this also, Chris, let's throw this in there. Let's say it's a party that's not meant for those things, and somehow you did shrooms.
Okay. My mom had a birthday party, like a big birthday party. She invited all her friends and stuff, and I invited some of my friends, and there was bottomless mimosas, and one thing led to another, and there was a couple of us puking in the parking lot.
Nice.
Dude. Yeah. I was there, right? That was that time.
You were.
Yeah, dude, we each had like 10 to 12 glasses each.
Damn.
Yeah, just chugging mimosas.
Yeah, they were like they weren't just like little like wine glasses. They were like those really long glass ones.
Yeah, and then I tried to smoke like 5 cigars at the same time and then threw up.
Isn't it the worst when like smoking something triggers it? You're like, I was fine up until I hit this one time.
Yeah, it was just way too much, man.
Okay, this is one that I don't think I have written down, but is there any alcohol that you have drank that you could never ever drink again?
Oh yeah, man, we just covered this. Four Loko.
Ooh.
Yeah, fight.
Did you
crash? First time I had Four Loko, I had 3 of them, and it was at the same party we were talking about earlier. Whenever we were like 14, I threw up everywhere all the next day.
It stinks, doesn't it? Smells so
bad. It's probably the drunkest I've been till, like, still.
Hell yeah. Damn, the experience 14, was, bro. Dude, you were probably so fucked up.
Dude, yeah. Like, I remember my sister, like, trying to chase me down to take the drink out of my hand. And then Kingsley was chasing me, too. And he's like, "No, give it to me instead."
Ride the dick. Give me that drink, dick.
It's always a good thing when you're fighting to keep a drink in your hand. I got locked in a closet once. Speaking of closets. The first time I actually drank with my friends, first time we partied, the people that came with us had stolen weed from the neighbor. It was like 100 sec. That's what they kept saying. And now I realize that that's not actually an amount, you know? How do you know? You'd have to weigh it.
That sounds like a lot.
It was a lot.
100 sec could be like an eighth or something.
Exactly. But it was a pile of like broken up weed. So we're drinking Bacardi and Mike's Hard Lemonade. And much like you, man, I took off out the front door of this house no one's supposed to be living in, ran down the street holding a Mike's Hard Lemonade or whatever, just screaming at the top of my lungs. All I remember is they got so mad at me, they tried to shove me in the closet of my own get-together in my own place. And I was pissed because I'm like, I need to smoke that. You know, I'm like, what's happening here? Is this not what we're doing? Because I was never the guy that was like, "Oh man, let's just sip and hang out." I'm like, no, I'm going to hurt something. On me, for sure. I'm going to dive through the wall
today.
Yeah, it's the time. You know, we're getting lit. Mm-hmm. I want the cops to come, but get away. You know, you don't know how many times I told a cop the wrong birthday because I was so lit. You know, I don't know, 2017? Oh, like, man. So you're 4. Yes.
I look old for my age.
Speaking of cops, though, when's the last time you were at a party where the cops fucking stormed the premises and fucking got you? I remember the last time for me it was back in high school, and I remember jumping fences, and it was like such an exhilarating.
That's the story I was about to tell, actually. You know,
really?
So,
Wait, I think you were at that. Were you at that fucking party?
Yeah, dude, I was standing right next to you.
Whenever we hid under the carport.
Yeah, like we were standing on the front porch, and someone was rolling up a blunt on top of like a car. And then like a cop car pulled up, and then everybody scattered. Yeah. And I remember I tried to jump the fence, and then this like 4 foot, like 8 chick just like pulls me off the fence and climbs over before me. And I was like,
what,
all right. Yeah. And then I call Chris. I'm like, where are you at? And he's like, I'm in the bushes watching the cops. We're smoking a bowl. And I'm like, are you fucking serious? Like, we need to leave.
Yeah. We're trying to get him off the trail with weed smoke and other places.
Dude.
Follow the smell.
That we had abandoned to run from the cops. I kept it, I remember, in my hand perfectly, and I rolled it and smoked it later.
Yeah.
That's smart.
You went out in style.
Yeah, dude. I'm not throwing away that blunt.
No
bro.
Kidding.
It's just waste.
Yeah, dude.
All right. Johnny Law, have you ever jumped or fell from a high place at a party or seen a dramatic injury at a party? Doesn't have to be you.
Let me think. A dramatic injury. No, I've jumped. You know how some trampolines have like a netting around them, a pretty high netting? I've tried to jump over those, one of those one time. Like, tried to jump backwards over one of those. And caught
the end
of
it.
Wait,
like a backflip?
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much. And I can't do a backflip. So,
you had to find out.
I ate shit.
Yeah, you had to find out.
Yeah, I had to find out.
I have this weird...
Dude, how hard did you eat shit, bro?
Dude, it hurts to stand up.
Yeah,
I'll say that.
He remembers it to this day.
Yeah.
I had a buddy... Stone Cold Steve Austin was real big when we were kids, and using the trampoline for wrestling moves was a big deal, right?
Same.
And when you would do a fake Stone Cold Stunner, you would just do this on the trampoline. Oh, to yourself, right? And I had this friend who was like 350, bro. Definitely not on the trampoline. Couldn't get there. So,
Jesus.
Okay, now you know what a trampoline looks like. It's a metal steel rim, and then there's the springs, and then they put this soft blue padding over the spring so you don't fall through.
Yeah.
Well, this asshole thought that he could do a better stunner. He could. Because he did it right on the fucking metal bar, shattered his nose. I'm like, you win.
Oh,
you
my
won.
God.
But it is the funniest goddamn thing I've ever
seen.
You did
a better one.
Oh, yeah. He does basically the same exact head thing, but instead smashes his nose into the steel because he thought for some reason that blue padding was going to protect him. He didn't know he was going to shatter his nose, but boy, did he commit.
Dude.
What if he had a blood packet the whole time? He's like, that's how you do it, bitches. You know what I mean? It's not even real.
And he never tells you. He never tells you.
Yeah. He walks away going, woo! Just like, bitch, get the wrong wrestler.
Yeah. Ric Flair, bitch.
Yeah. All right. I think it's on you, isn't it? I don't know. Doesn't matter.
Yeah. I was about to ask him what's his favorite type of party. Because I think I know, but like, I want to know your answer, you know?
All right. So, I mean, I like a party that's like popping, you know? There's like a good bit of people there. But I prefer for it to not be like a total rager, you know? Like, I like to be able to talk to people. I like to be able to hear what they're saying.
Like Kingsley's party?
Yeah, like, I find that, like, whenever the party's, like, super crowded, I tend to, like, go stand outside, you know, where everybody's, like, smoking cigarettes or just, you know what I mean? Like,
that kind of thing. Dude, you literally couldn't walk at all at Kingsley's party.
No,
like,
no.
You couldn't do anything.
And I hate that especially during fucking COVID, so.
Yes! there were so many people just filtering in like a fucking herd, man.
Yeah,
like,
it was
I like it way more laid back than that, like a house party, you know?
Yeah, house parties for sure.
You know what's weird is everybody feels like the less people, the less chance of getting cops involved for some reason. But as I told to Chris on another podcast, dude, every time the cops got called when I was living in my townhouse, there was just three of us. But we, you know.
It's a complete opposite.
Yeah, dude.
You.
And there were 60 people last weekend. There's three of us today. And now the cops are here. You guys got your timing messed up. Should have came last time. You would have really got some arrest. We're just
get
upstairs slapping each other in the face. You know, that's it. It's very exciting.
Yeah. Some violence.
Yeah. We used to get real weird, man. We used to mostly just kick each other's asses when we drink. You know, just push our pain threshold to the next level. Oh, hey, how about we got?
We not sound like a good time.
Oh, that's how the cops got called. But we would stand in a circle, and we would just progressively slap each other in the face a little harder. Start light. Oh, that's nothing.
Yeah,
that's
like
nothing.
Slap box.
And then you're just like, oh, now we're not friends. You know, I didn't know you could slap like a lady. All right.
Yeah, like, dude, that actually fucking hurt, bro.
Yeah.
Chill the fuck out, you dick.
Yeah. Do my other side. What? We were playing Star Wars. What happened? Actually, we had a problem, dude. And I realized I had a problem. That's why I don't do this shit anymore. Because we would just sit there and pass a half gallon of Captain Morgan rum back and forth on couch cushions in an empty room in my townhouse with a TV on the floor and a PlayStation 2 playing Star Wars Battlefront 1 and 2. Just drinking.
Dude, that was a great
game. Probably getting
that's like
so
my childhood
trashed.
Game right there.
Slosh, bro.
Yes,
like,
dude.
To
that's
the point
mine.
Where when the party start, like it's daylight, bro, when we're doing this shit. By the time the party started, everyone could come. Come on in. Come on in. We're doing it.
Yeah, y'all are blasted.
I'm ready for it.
Fucking wasted. Like,
Mos Eisley assault.
Everyone's like, these guys are so nice. Like, fucking, we're wasted.
We're fucking wasted.
Yeah. It is 9:30, you know? It's 9:30. I've thrown up three times. Still drinking. What's up? Johnny Law, where was the common party place? Did you go to the basement more often than not? Was it the woods? Was it a shack? Was it your house? A trailer?
This is like in high school or like recently?
Yeah. Your most common party times. Where did you usually
I'd say probably like apartments, like college apartments usually.
Oh, yeah.
In high school, they had a lot more of like, you know, like the bonfire or like abandoned house kind of party. Mm-hmm. But like by now, everybody's got their own place, so you don't need to, you know, go squat in an abandoned house.
So you've done that, like jump. Like you go to one apartment complex and you can go to multiple different rooms.
Just party hop, you know. Yeah. When one dies, you go to the next one, that kind of thing.
Sounds awesome. That's kind of what I hear about the colleges. Is like that's the safety of the party. It's like it can kind of be large, but it's spread out.
Mm-hmm.
Even if frat wise or whatever. Shameless Plug Media was on recently and they said that, you know, the parties they have are always a little bit crazy because, you know, it's Detroit. So. Yeah. I mean, imagine, it's a different thing. But I've always wanted to be the guy that could just go into a place that looked like there might be a party going on and just be like, I'm here with John. Mm-hmm. I'm here for John. There's got to be a
John. Just walk in.
Yeah. Howard, you know, don't pick something weird. John's pretty vague. John invited me. Did he? it's like a baby shower.
Yeah, I had a party in high school where, like, way more people came than I was expecting. And then there was this one guy in there and he was just like turning up. He was like talking to everybody. And I was talking to him like, yeah, like, who do you know here? Like, I've never met you before. He's like, oh, I just saw a party happening and I walked in.
Yeah.
I was like, okay.
Dude, I would never have done that, man. I'm just not like that.
Yeah, what do you
It
would
have been weird, man, but he was the man, so it was cool.
Yeah.
So he was like a cool, like, wanderer.
Yeah, he was like a rando, but he was pretty cool, so. We let him stay.
Yeah, it's like Vince Vaughn.
Dude.
Like, hey, wedding crasher, what are you doing? He's like 10 years older than everyone else. You're like, hey, it's odd. Do you ride a bike here?
He's like, it's like great. Oh.
Fucking.
Oh, man. All right. So what's your favorite thing to do at a party? Like, is it like, do you don't fuck with beer pong, do you?
No,
like
no.
Party games?
I hate party games because I feel like every time I'm playing, people are like waiting for me to be done. I feel like beer pong always takes so goddamn long.
It does. I'm with you on that.
I like chilling in like a little, like, you know, not an intimate circle, but like, you know, closer circle and just like chilling, talking, drinking, that kind
Same.
Of thing.
I'm in that circle.
Exactly.
That's why we started the show. That's why Chris was the guy. I was like, this makes sense. Because I'm the guy who's like, I don't, even if I know no one, I will know everyone by the end. Or they're going to know me for sure.
I'm not like
that at all.
Yeah.
Yeah, y'all are a good balance.
Yeah, and we have that different perspective on the party life. You know, it's like, yeah, I will injure myself on purpose, and he'll be like, "Guy's nuts." Change the music.
No, I'll injure myself, but I just won't talk to people.
Just like, is that guy walking through the screen door? Yeah. Yeah, he did it last week. He brings them himself.
Just leave him alone.
Ask him about it.
And then Johnny Law's out there in the grass just vomiting. And we're like, thankfully they mowed.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
You know, I was the guy that when my friends would do that, I'd go out there and lay next to him, not vomiting. Just be like, I got you, bro. We'll die together. Yeah, for real.
You're a good friend.
I'm usually the one like laughing my ass off. Because somebody throwing up
Is
just so funny to me, dude.
Yeah, you got to fuck with them too while they're throwing
up. I can't handle it, bro.
Everything like about parties is funny.
Anybody throws up.
That's what people miss. Yeah. It's all hilarious. When the random fucking people that come to your house, you're like, that guy, I've never seen him before, since or ever. You know what I mean? What did he bring? Mm-hmm. Gin? Cool. You know what I mean? Like, what the... There's all these random things, and people... That's what connects people to the show, is they hear us tell these stories. Mm-hmm. They hear other people come on and tell their stories, and they're like, God, it was so close, so similar. How do we... We might have crossed paths, you know? I partied, whatever, you know what I mean? Like, people could... Oh, I've spent some time in Louisiana. We might have walked by each other at Tiger Valley Lane.
Yeah,
you get it?
Right.
Whatever that was, Tiger thing.
Tiger Valley
Lane. There you go.
You got one of my worst fucking words in there, Lane.
Yeah. You know,
Buck Lane, bro.
We're just on a journey, dude. And sometimes there's a fork in the
road. There's common themes across all parties that I feel everybody can relate to.
Exactly.
Sometimes.
And there's always like the party stereotypes. There's always that guy at every party, you know?
Yeah. You hate that shit. That's why I got to the point of just hosting my own, because I never wanted to risk going to some random party and, oh, fucking enemy. Cool. And I'm drunk and Irish. We gonna fight. For sure.
Right.
It's just going to happen. Sorry, man, you know, but you'll remember me. You won't come to a party again. Last question, buddy. Great episode so far.
All right.
You're killing it. Great stories. Really enjoyed it. Thoroughly enjoyed it. And I'm not just saying that. And I don't just say it to everyone. Even if you listen and find out that I do, it doesn't matter.
Appreciate it.
All right. At any point, should you have died at a party?
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. I recently had a party. Chris was there, actually. I'm not going to explain the events leading up to it, but pulled a gun on me. And
were you in Detroit?
Yeah.
It definitely...
Come on.
Wait, what?
I said, were you in Detroit?
Oh, no, no. No, not Detroit this time.
You'll get the bit.
Maybe I'll have a gun pulled on me in Detroit sometime.
In Detroit, that was just a regular party. It was a guy pulled a gun. If it doesn't
happen... Yeah, it's like that down here, too. Yeah.
Yeah. So...
Yeah, it really is. Like, it got to the point wherever, like, it was happening every single time we would go have a party with, our group of people. It was always, like, that asshole group of friends that was just fucking shit up for everybody. Because everybody has to leave. Nobody wants to fucking stay there with a dude pulling a gun on somebody.
Right. No, not at all.
You're just fucking shit up, bro. Just stop being a fucking bitch.
Yeah. Lane, get a job, bro. Like, Lane, we're so sick of your behavior.
Dude. I'm specifically talking about Lane.
Dude, the best part is now we can input anyone who we just don't like as a Lane. You know, remember all those people?
That's exactly why.
Stop being a Lane. And it sounds like we're saying Lane, but it's a guy. And there's a darker reference.
Yeah, it's a play of words.
Exactly.
Yeah, that dude, me and Mr. Law over here have many names. We're Devin, being a Devin.
That's a throwback.
we'll start using them just like the bars that call themselves, you know, Dave's Place or something. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay, exactly. So the last thing I want you to do for the show, man, is if you have a party game that you do enjoy, tell the audience how they might be able to play it. If not, we skip it.
I don't really have one, man. I guess like Captain Dickhead, but everybody knows how to play that.
Okay.
So.
Shout out Captain Dickhead. Shout out all the other things. What do we... A lot of shout-outs on this show. We like people.
Yeah, a lot of shout-outs.
Really what it is.
Yeah.
But not no shout-out to Lane, though.
No. Fuck that guy. Stay in your lane, Lane. Okay?
Exactly.
Don't even come listen to the podcast, Lane. It would be weird if he becomes, the number one fan. Like, he wants to get on the show, and you're like, come on.
So fucking funny.
He probably will.
Well, all right, man.
Dude, he intrudes on every single thing on the planet. So it wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah, he has a real problem with staying in his own lane, as we priorly mentioned.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Just poking his head in like me into the moist bushes to get a little hydration in my friend's house.
Fucking crazy. That,
you're being a Shane if you ever do that. Shane, Devin, Lane. We nailed it, bro. I hope we don't run it in. It would be fucked up if we do an episode here in the future and the guest is Lane. We're like, damn. We don't have to tell you.
Devin would be, dude, I'll leave. Straight up.
I think Devin would probably... There's a better chance we could get a Devin at some point, for sure.
Dude, Devin would be a good guest, to be honest.
Okay, we'll take that over. And he's like, I have a friend, Lane. You're like, no, we can't. have him on the show.
No, you can do it, but I'm not gonna.
Okay, yeah. I'll be like, dude, I can't think of even like a famous lane. Is there like a famous?
No, because that exactly, name fucking yeah. sucks.
I was trying to think of one. I'm like, if I could think of someone like that, I'd be like, would he come on if Lane Gilmore came on? If there's a famous one, but there's not because Lane stinks, and that is our show.
Yeah.
Thank you guys again for being on. You know, Chris, we'll see you in a few days on another episode. Johnny Law, big shout out. Yep. Thank you again, man.
All right.
Fun stuff.
Thanks, guys.
All right. Party's over. Everyone go home. Next time, my place.
So who are you, man?
Shit! I'm the party pooper.